This weekend, the Socceroos will take on Chile in a must-win Confederations Cup match. The third and final Confederations Cup football match against Chile will be useful for Australia as the Socceroos look to end the group stage on a positive note. With a three-month gap until the World Cup qualifying campaign resumes in October, a good result against the champions of South America is vital. Coach Ange Postecoglou says he is keen to expose as much of his squad as possible to the experience of being in a tournament situation.
The nature of the tournament with the games so close together, it doesn't make sense to just keep going in with the same 11. That's not going to work. So we'll make a couple of changes, at least who they are and where they're going to be. Will just depend on how the players look at training.
SBS will have live coverage of that Socceroos clash against Chile from 12:30 a.m. Eastern Time on Monday. There have been no reported crowd disturbances during the tournament in Russia, which will please organisers ahead of next year's World Cup. A repeat of the widespread clashes between fans and police at the 2016 Euro tournament in France could have put potential tourists off travelling to Russia in 2018. Some foreign fans at the tournament say they are confident the heavy police presence will ensure there are a few disturbances. These supporters from Germany and Chile are an example.
When hooligans start fighting, they will be there and nothing will happen.
Well, police is everywhere, but beyond that, I believe that the Russian people have learned to live in a very polite manner, and that is something that we will share with our people when we go back home.